Well, it's important, number one, because the number one thing that we care about is the safety and the health of our livestock. And so we have to provide an environment for them to thrive. And so, you know, a long time ago, we'd be raising hogs and cattle outside. Cattle still primarily outside, but hogs have mainly moved inside where we can better take care of them in the summer and the winter time. So it's livestock health is number one for us, and that's just something that I wanted to highlight with that social media post.
And this is an issue that you'll see about 6 or 7 straight days because of the excessive warm temperatures that we're dealing with, right?
Oh, yeah. So it's been an ongoing thing here the last week to 10 days, and it looks like here through the rest of this week even, we'll be dealing with some warm temperatures. And so I just thought it would be interesting to highlight what's going on inside the barn and really try to show that livestock and humans really aren't that much different when you think about how we handle the weather. Summertime, you know, we like to keep cool, and the only way we can keep cool is by staying inside and staying hydrated, and the pigs are no different. They want to be inside the barn in the shade, and they need good access to water, and they're drinking plenty of it.
Yeah, and I guess that is the big issue you highlight, with the one difference, though, you and I sweat and the pigs don't sweat, so we know how important the sprinkler is, and we know how important the ample supply of water is.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, obviously, I'm not moving any market-ready pigs around, but those that are moving market-ready pigs right now, it's one thing that I didn't mention in that post is that the livestock haulers that you see the trucks going up and down the road, a lot of those trailers have a sprinkler system on them too. So as we load the market ready pigs onto the trailer to go to market, we always have a garden hose hooked up to that trailer. And as we're loading them, or even right after, the drivers usually hose the pigs down and get them ready to head down the road. And once they're going down the road, the air flowing through the trailer from going 60 miles an hour keeps the pigs cool off.
And again, the pigs are currently 60 to 70 pounds and drinking over 2 gallons of water per day with this hot weather. That's quite a need that you need to fulfill, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, and that's what spurred me to even make that social media post, is that I track daily water usage every day, because there's different things that you can pick up as far as health goes with the pigs. If you see a big drop in water consumption, you know there's something going on that you need to look at. But I've been was noticing that the water consumption was going up every day, and one day it really spiked up, and it just caught my attention that I was even surprised that they were drinking that much water. And so I thought it was pertinent to make a social media post about just highlighting or pointing that fact out, that they're drinking just as much water as we're trying to drink in a day right now.